In our previous show, we began a discussion, what is the mitzvah of pruvu? Actually, and we said, and we discussed, is the mitzvah the bia or is the mitzvah having children? Now we brought rayas. The Chalkas Mechaikik in Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sivkot and Ches, discusses Yesh L'Stapik Ishish Nespar Tzabra Bambati, a woman who became pregnant in a bath where there was Zera there, Im Kaima Puravu, Im Mikri Benoy L'Chol Dover. And he continues, Ubalakuti Maril Nimtza, Sheben Sira Yabinoy Shal Yirmiyah Sherochat Bambagati. That we have a history that that's considered a son. The Beis Shmuel over there in Sivkot and Yud quotes the Bach that also says that the child born that way is considered his child. The Taz, however, over there in Sivkot and Ches disagrees. And he says that when the Beis Shmuel, the Bach, are saying that it's considered his child, that's only l'chumra. But to say one fulfilled the mitzvah puravu, that we can't necessarily say that one fulfills the mitzvah puravu, it seems, without the husband actively involved in the bringing of the child of the world. Rev Shlomo Zalman Orbach also is concerned that that's not considered in this. Shulchan Shlomo is also concerned that that's not considered a child, his child, because he says in order to be considered a child, your child, you have to be involved from the beginning till the end. So maybe by Shina, if she got pregnant while she was sleeping, so they were involved from the beginning and end. But when we have these other type of fertility treatments where the zera is only put into the body of the woman at a later point, so he wasn't involved from the beginning. Rav Shechter Shlita in his Sefer Eretz Tzvi also says that just like we find that the bia of Akum is not considered a bia, and therefore his child is not considered the child. If he had a child with a Yisraelis, it's not considered his child. So too does Rav Shechter want to suggest that if the bia wasn't a full-fledged bia, it wouldn't be considered his child. It's interesting to point out that the Miches Yitzchak, in discussing this shaila and quoting the Taz, who we just mentioned, takes this stricter approach. The Miches Yitzchak says that what was the Taz's issue with somebody who didn't have, who had Nisbatan's Abra Bambati, because he didn't involve himself in bringing the child to the world. She got pregnant without his active participation. But says the Miches Yitzchak, where he went to the doctor and he caused that this child, they went for treatments, and that's how he caused that this child should come to the world. That suggests the Miches Yitzchak would be a case where even the Taz would agree is considered that it's that he was involved. I saw other poskim that take a different approach. They say, yes, the father was involved when these treatments were followed. Certainly, the mother was involved when these treatments were given. But says the poskim, the doctor is a very important actor also in this entire procedure. And they want to suggest that a child to be considered a child in order to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, it could only be the husband and wife, not a third party, namely the doctor. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tezvov Simon Memhei, takes a different approach. He says that it's only considered when you fulfill that it's only considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah if you did the mitzvah kedarkoi. He compares it to all mitzvahs. We know that if there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, you only fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach if you eat it derech achilosoi, the normal way of eating. If you don't eat it the regular way of eating, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Actually, the same goes for machalos asuris. You're not even midaraisa eating machalos asuris if you ate the food shloi kederech achila. So here too, he says, since this is not the way that you're fulfilling, this is not the way that the Torah, that's not the normal way how this mitzvah is fulfilled, therefore, he wants to suggest that that's not considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah. And he takes it even a step further. In a previous shiur, we discussed that besides that the Torah explicitly in Parashas Bereishis tells us there's a mitzvah puruvu, we also know that the Torah says l'shevas yitzara, that the world was created to be inhabited and that there should be children brought into the world. We discussed if it's a separate mitzvah or just the same mitzvah, is it a derabbanan? But says Tzitz Eliezer that not only if one doesn't have children in the normal fashion is he not mekayim puruvu, but he's also not mekayim by that type of procedure, even the mitzvah of l'shevas yitzara. It's interesting to point out that the Paiskim, in discussing this Shaila, most notably, very interestingly, the Ramesh Sternbuch and the Shaila's Tshuvas van Hoggis. So it's a very interesting phenomena watching what happens here. Ramesh Sternbuch in the Sefer Tshuvas van Hoggis in his set takes in his earlier tshuvas, quite a conservative view of this procedures, and he quotes the Stipler, who was very concerned with following these procedures. But what he does in the later tshuva, all the way in Chelik Vav, Simen Resh Mem Aleph, what he does there is you see the progression. And there he takes the position that, and he's, without mentioning him by name, he's, I think, addressing the concern that the Tzitz Eliezer raises. And what he's saying is that now, as the years have progressed and how these treatments have become so much more common, that's considered derech. Once he says, I read his words, he says, I changed my mind. He says, it's considered kederech. And once he says it's considered kederech, somebody who can't have children any other way should have children. And therefore, he says, even the Stipler, who, as I said, took a stricter approach, he says, now that this became so common, just like a person has to try to do puruvu, of course, if he could do it in a normal, natural way, that is what's most preferred. Moreover, all the Paiskim, when they discuss the Shaila, say that one should not do these treatments, if possible, when the woman is a nida. So certainly if you could avoid doing the treatment, but certainly not do the treatment while she's a nida. But if there are no other options, certainly to do this procedure. And therefore, it's clearly the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita and Rav Wozner Zatzal and Rav Yosher the tsar, the tzal, that one should do these treatments when there are no other options. Everybody seems to agree, or almost everybody seems to agree, that the child that's born through such a treatment is the child of this father. And as I said, it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that the person who has a child this way is Mekayim Mitzvos Pur Revu. For as we began in our previous year, it's the opinion of Mechas Chinuch, an opinion of most Achroinim, that the Mitzvah Pur Revu is having children, and we brought very strong rayas. There are Paiskim, notably the Tzitz Eliezer, that will hold that that's not Yenam Mekayim Mitzvos Pur Revu, even if this child is considered yours.